This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That is right. Thank you, Lucius. Okay, Sands is coming up here at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. We'll talk with Jared Sandler, get some Rangers baseball as they get set to visit the Mariners tonight. Pre-game's coming up at 8. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, Broadus.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you very much to Reliant as well. Just going to make an announcement on something, too. If you're interested in my actual board that I make, I make a board by round. I've done this ever since I was in Green Bay, 1992, where I have it by the round, and then I have the position, so I have all the players within the round. So I'm gonna have that on our website here on 105.3 The Fan, the week of the draft. I'm gonna have that posted, and I'll also have my stack. I'll be well over 200 players, and I'm gonna stack them from player one to player whatever my final 200 number is, and that'll be also on our website as well. So if you're interested in following along or how I saw these players, those things will be available to you the week of the draft. So that's what I'm working on this weekend, kind of putting a bow on watching the players, and now just kind of, okay, now putting together in order to say, okay, how would I take these guys?
Start to finish, how much time are you looking at there to get that thing completed?
It's going to take me all Saturday to do. I find myself going back and rereading my notes, Gavin, that, like, okay, why early did I see this guy as a second round guy? Mm-hmm. And why does this fourth round guy sound better than this third round guy?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of these times where I go back and I look and I want to make sure that I have these players right. And I appreciate people out there that like to follow along and say, oh Brosh, you like this guy, and oh, you didn't like this guy, or you're wrong about that guy. And I think it just if you're gonna do this, you got to put yourself out there to let people see, you know, there's, you know, kind of, what's it called? Transparent, transparent about this.
Cause
you know, it's, you know, there's some people like that say, well, you just really don't do the work. No, I really do the work. You know
what I've always wondered, and I can't believe it's taken me so long to actually think to ask you this on air, but how do you come up with the grade? Like, at each position, are there a number of criteria that you put a number on out of 10? Do you give it stars? Like, what's the process of getting a grade?
I actually use the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys have a system, what they call position specifics.
All right.
And so each position has critical factors to it.
Okay.
So, for example, you know, quarterbacks might be footwork, arm talent, avoiding pocket, outside numbers throws, inside numbers throws, deep throws. So what you do is when you're watching tape, you kind of in your mind check off these things, you know, and if you don't see it, then you're like, okay, well, that's a critical factor that maybe they're not very good at. But we were talking about Shedeur Sanders, and, you know, when I kind of felt like with Shedeur, there's a little bit of a lack of mobility, and I think it's because it's his body type right now. I don't think he's light very, I don't think he's a light player.
He plays like he thinks plays, he's as fast as Milton or Lamar or his dad.
He plays very heavy. He's a heavy player. And
he's got some big old hips.
Yeah.
Hips, big thighs on a quarterback.
And you watch him at Jackson State, Lucius, he was a much slimmer player. And his mobility was better. And I just wonder if, that's something that if you, you could take 15 to 18 pounds off him and make him a little quicker. Bit of a quicker guy.
I know I lost 10 pounds on Lent, and I can run up the stairs again.
Feel better.
The parking garage.
Feel better. There you
I'm
go.
I'm like, geez, man. I was starting to feel like old. I was just fat.
No, you're a speed demon, dude.
But that's
we're walking up the parking lot. Oh, no, he's already in his truck halfway down. I'm like, wow, my boy was
Eric
humming.
Eric and I were walking. I'm like, God, he's already driving by us here. We're missed out here, but. No, but that's
so when you get a guy like Wolchuk or somebody DallasCowboys.com, you have to teach him that grading process.
Yeah, I do.
So you all speak in the same language.
I kind of walk him through like here's what you need to look for, when you start and over the years some guys have really like I was with Dane Brugler when he first started. I mean, like one of the first years he was doing this, and and I was trying to help him along, but Dane picked this up really really quick.
Now, did he take a different team's grading system, or is there a standard one that most teams use?
There's everybody's grading scale is different, or their systems are different, or their specifics are different because of their team and maybe the scheme that they play. Hmm. Whether you play a 3-4 front or a 4-3 front, you might have different ways you look at your down linemen, what you're required of your tackles, what you're required. This is a team that really relies on that 3 technique to get up the field. That's the old Rod Marinelli way. That's Eberflus was initially a 3-4 guy under Rob Ryan.
So when they change coaching staffs, you got to get busy figuring out how that grading system might change.
I got to figure out how the grading scale might change. And you asked me the question yesterday of guys that could fit certain schemes.
Yeah.
That's something you absolutely look at. You start to say, okay, wait a minute. This corner's a really good zone corner.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
He plays really, really well with his eyes. Oh, he does a great job of breaking on the ball. Wait a minute, you put him in man coverage, they run away from him. There's a kid at Ohio State named Burke, and he's a really good zone player. But when you watch him play against teams that run, guys get up on him and run, they'll run by him. He just doesn't have the deep speed. But you play him in zone, he's driving on the ball, he's coming up and tackling. He's more comfortable playing off. So if you're looking for zone players, that's the type of guy. If you're playing a lot, if you're a real heavy man scheme, you don't want a guy like that. You don't want a guy that's going to get run by. So that's but it's
okay. Last question. And sorry, but no. Do all the positions add up to the same possible high score, like of 100?
Yeah. What the Cowboys do is they go on the low. If the lower the number, the better. So okay. they're on a scale of like a 1-0. Okay. You could be for example, say
So you check things off, and that's like a golf score. Like
yeah,
you're,
exactly.
You're reducing
yeah,
the score.
Yeah, you could. With the way the Cowboys grading scale is they have say you'll hear them say we had him in the top of the Jerry Jones says this about Mingo, we had him in the top of the second round. His grade on the Cowboys board would be like a 1-2-0, because that means you don't worry about the one. That's kind of a computer thing that they use. So you got a 1. The second number tells you the round the player's drafted in, or you think he's going to be drafted in. And then the third number is either a 0 or a 9 from in between. Hmm. So if you want to take a guy in the middle of the second round, his grade would be a 1-2-5. Or you want to take him in the late in the round, he'd be a 1, like, for example.
1-2-8 or something.
Yeah, 1-2-8, 1-2-9. But that's how my thing is, I do it as I just look at where I would put him in the round. Hmm. And then I go back and then try and put him. And
so you can watch a player and just get a feel that's a fifth round guy.
That's a fifth round guy, just by the traits and by how I talk about the player. Hmm. So, but anyway, but yeah, the Cowboys, you'll hear them like to say, well, we had a grade of, top of the second round. That's a 1-2-0, 1-2-1, 1-2-2. That's kind of how the grade. That's where the quarterback, Trey Lance, was on their board as a 1-2-0 when he came out in that draft. So they had him in the top of the second round.
Kind of married to their draft grades, aren't they?
They're married to their draft grades. They really, really are right now. All right, I mentioned this one just in a little bit of time I have left here. I appreciate the questions. They're really, really good questions.
Thanks for sharing.
In the NFL draft, best after catch threats in this draft. And I always find it's interesting because that's something with the Cowboys. You know, we had this discussion yesterday. I've been on a couple of different platforms since. Had the same discussions on why maybe Golden ahead of McMillan or some of these other receivers. And a lot of it has to do with separation and your ability to just run after catch. And some of the best run after catch guys in this draft is, for number one, for the outside receivers, Kyle Williams from Washington State. And Williams is a legitimate 4-4 guy. He's got deep separation. He collects a ton of yards after the catch. He averaged 8.4 yards a catch or per reception in 2024. And that was the first in the draft class among receivers with 75 targets. And his 590 yards after catch was the fourth most.
Wow.
This guy right here, Kyle Williams, you will probably hear his name. He's very, very late. People got onto him kind of late. He's a 193 pound. He's a 6-foot guy, but he makes plays. He makes plays across the field. You could throw him screens. You could throw him deep balls. This guy does a really nice job of separating. He initially went to school at UNLV and then transferred to Washington State. Keep an eye on Kyle Williams in this draft. If you're looking for a guy that has speed, has some size to him, and can separate and go get the football,
wow,
Kyle Williams is your guy right there.
That's the right thing always. Chris Sims' number two receiver in the draft.
Yeah, that kid right there is a heck of a player. Jalen Royals from Utah State is another one that I want to bring your attention to. This is one of my personal favorites. Royals had a 149 10-yard split at the combine. And he's shown that he can really accelerate quickly to top speed. Here's another bigger guy. This isn't a smaller guy. This is a bigger guy. His 7.9 yards after catch per reception in 2024 ranked third in the draft class. So there's a guy that I kind of feel like that, to me, if you were to take, say you were to take Hampton at 12 and you want to circle back on a wide receiver, I mentioned Williams. I mentioned Royals. These are the types of guys that I would consider right there.
Yak monsters, both of them.
Both these guys are big-time run-after-catch guys.
I like that idea, but, man, would you go Hampton or the Oregon defensive tackle Derek Harmon at 12 if those were your only two choices?
I would take Hampton over the wide receivers in that particular case that you mentioned.
What about that defensive tackle from Oregon, Harmon?
Harmon. I said Hampton. I meant Harmon.
I would take Harmon.
I would take Harmon over the wide receivers. Yeah.
And then you could take the receivers at 44.
Hopefully, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think there's any way they like go defense and try to roll out a league leading defense and try to win that way?
I don't think there's any way that you can. I don't think that helps your quarterback at all.
Yeah.
I don't envision. With what they did in their free agency period and the linebackers, the defensive
line. You can still get a runner in the third.
Yeah, you could. But I, like I said, I want to get, I've kind of made it a very simple category of very good runners and good runners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get the very good runner.
I'm with you.
I'm trying to get the very good.
And that's second round latest.
That's second round. I do think that they're going to address running. I think they want to address running back before the third round. I think they absolutely want to.
Right on. Well, thank you, Brian. Anything
thank you,
else?
Man.
Brought to you by
all good, man.
Reliant
thank you.
Yeah. Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40. It's going to be a must-listen from here through the draft. So we'll see you on Monday, same time, same bat channel. And Jared Sandler joins you next year in the G-Bag Nation.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaving or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.